my God. Welcome to Come to Your Senses, everybody. We got a great show. We got a News of the World segment that's going to freak everybody out. It's crazy.
I hate the news.
Yeah, you know what? If they have news like that fucking leprechaun, fuck it. I'm in.
All the way.
Bigfoot around? Yeah, fuck it. All right. Maybe it's in Alabama. Who knows, you know? But let me introduce my fabulous guest.
Hello.
She's been in the podcast game in a real long time.
Right? For so long.
Yeah, she's been in it. She's a veteran.
So many podcasts.
She probably will be in the very first Hall of Fame, podcast Hall of Fame. She'll probably be one of the very first inductees right here. Let's get her on right here. And Jorge's here, and he's amazed by that statement. He's seen them all.
And
he agrees right there.
Right.
Let me get right here, Miss Jonah. Llamas.
Animal.
Yeah, that's cool. That's an interesting name. Because that like were you name? Is that this the thing, or is that like the? Because I was gonna say llamas. I don't know, Mike. Where
like
I'm from?
Like llamas.
Yeah, like llamas.
Like my sister tells this joke. Like, how did you guys get your last name? And they were like, oh yeah, the Spanish came to the Philippines, and they were like, ¿cómo se llamas? And then our people were like, llamas.
Llamas. They was like, there we go. That's a good way of doing it. Llamas? Like, oh, okay, llamas right there.
Yeah.
I could see that.
My best friend thought that my last name was a gimmick for a while. She was like, oh, yeah, this girl just loves llamas. Just like, it's like back in the scene days when people were like, Christy Chaos.
Right,
just Jonah Llamas.
Jonah Llamas. Like, of all things, like...
I was a fanatic.
Wow. And it's like, it wasn't... Like, that is like a, I think it's like in South America, right? Or something that what is that animal? It's a,
alpacas.
What?
Like the llamas?
Yeah.
Llamas.
Yeah. Peru. Oh, Peru, right?
Peru.
Yeah. And it's like, what are they, like a
they
mule
spit.
Or something?
It's like, no, it's really similar, but it's more like in a camel.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So the camel, all right. Wow.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy.
We're pretty cool.
We're pretty cool, huh?
Do you remember last year they had those two llamas that escaped from the zoo and they were like running around Arizona? I was like, oh my God, it's my name in lights.
Right. I know. It must have been like llamas, two llamas. You were like, what the fuck is my family doing up there? Shit, that's
she
crazy.
She is me.
Wow. That is, I know. Wow, that is crazy. But it's a great name. It's a great, I like it.
Thank you.
Not the, you know, Christy Chaos. No, please.
Ugh.
Phony. Please.
You're not
please.
A real fan.
Yeah, not a real fan. This girl is legit, okay? I'm telling you right
Christy
now.
Christy is not a fan of chaos.
No,
Jonah,
no.
However,
is a fan.
Big fan of llamas.
Exactly, of course. Who wouldn't be lovable creatures, though? There are unicorns that are closest thing to a unicorn, maybe.
Yeah.
Right,
I'm going to say.
Yeah, I think they're up there right there. Well, how you doing, John? Is everything good?
I'm good.
Boy. Let's talk about it. Is it guys? Is it what's going on?
No,
work?
I wish it was guys. Jeez.
Oh boy.
Just kidding.
I know. These guys today.
These guys today. What am I going to do? What am I going to do about it?
I don't know how it works. I don't know.
Nobody out here is ever trying to seance and chill.
Like, I don't know about that.
They're
seance.
Like,
what does that mean? What is seance and chill? It's like
Netflix and chill, but seance instead.
Have you been in a seance or everything?
No.
Oh.
But that, I think, is the ideal first date. Right?
I guess it depends on what you're doing it, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, you don't, you know, I don't know. My friends, have you ever done a Ouija board?
There no, God. See,
yeah.
I joke about it, but I am terrified
of
all that shit.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of people, that's the one thing. It's almost like, you know, when you call people out, like if they're skeptical and you say, okay, let me bring a Ouija board in there in the mix, you know, like that, they get freaked out.
No.
They don't want to. They
Goodbye.
Think, yeah.
You guys have fun with that. Peace out.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't want to fucking bring some demon out of the thing. I mean,
Really. It's a toss up. It's either evil or it's not, and that 50-50 not taking my chance.
It's like
it's not worth it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, life's hard enough already. You know, dealing, hustling, the bustle in the city. I don't need a demon on my on my ass. You know, bugging me in the middle of the night.
I got my dang boss breathing down my throat.
Right. Why would
I don't need a demon.
No. Like, I don't need people knocking on my wall or whatever. Yep. I'm like, come on. That's not
my grandma is bothering me all the time about why I'm not married. I don't need a demon.
No, you're not a demon. You should tell her that. She's like, you know what?
Hey, Grandma, you are my demon right now.
Wow. You must be, she's like,
oh, that's no, where I went.
No. Wow. That's right. Wow. You called your mom. And it's like, yeah, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know? Oh, wow. Is your, you never had anything paranormal happen to you?
Paranormal.
Like a ghost or anything like that?
I have.
Oh, let's bring it. Bring it.
I was in the Philippines when I was a young lass.
I think every paranormal story starts with, I was in the Philippines.
Right, right. The Philippines, crazy place.
A little bit crazy.
Lots of deaths there. Just like got conquered by like 10 different places.
It happens. A lot of death. It's you know, it's one of those things, you know?
But. Yeah. So it was me and my siblings, and we were sprite younglings, uh-huh. And we get locked out of our room.
Oh,
like,
boy.
We're all just doing our normal stuff, and then we try to go into the bedroom, and we're like, oh, God, why isn't this door opening?
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes a street-wide thing. Like, the whole street's coming out, and they're like, why can't anybody open this door? It's so crazy. It's so wild.
Was there in the room, there was nobody in the
Nobody's
room.
Nobody's in the room.
Like, no
Nobody's
one was having, like, you know, two people were having fun, and they're going,
no,
like,
definitely like, not. Like, that would make a lot more sense
that's
than
right.
this. But
yeah.
literally, not a single soul in there. Or maybe... Wow. Maybe that's
maybe
an too, untrue statement. Maybe there were a few souls in there.
That could happen. That could happen. That is creepy with, you know, ghosts want their privacy too. They're
right?
like, you know what, guys?
But they straight up locked us out. My brother was in his little tidy whities uh-huh. and we were out in the street just like looking up at this room.
Uh-huh.
And there were like men there who were trying to pull out the air conditioning unit.
Wow.
And as they were pulling the air conditioning unit out,
yeah.
we saw manicured fingers
Whoa,
come out
no.
that were like trying to keep it in.
Whoa.
And I was scared shitless.
Manicured?
Yeah. So they were like lady hands and like my mom never got manicures. My grandma didn't have a manicure at that
like,
time.
Who's there?
Nobody was in there.
It was some rich woman, some crazy woman.
Yeah, some crazy psycho witch woman who wanted little children clothes. Creep.
Jeez, I know. Screw that. We're the Ghostbusters in that case. You know?
Yeah, right. Who were we going to call?
No.
The Filipino Ghostbusters?
The police? Yeah, that would be so... They should do a movie. I would watch the Filipino Ghostbusters.
So yeah, and whenever anybody tells me like, oh, ghosts aren't real, I'm like, bitch, I saw one.
Wow, yeah, with manicured hands. Creepy manicured. Yeah. Were they like old hands or like...
They were like, yeah, they were like older lady hands for sure.
What, any nail polish on those?
They were red nail polish with like right. kind of pointy fingers. It
wow.
was really creepy.
That's creepy.
And like, I won't. It wasn't any
did,
type of.
So, and then when they broke them, like they got in the room, nobody,
got,
was in,
nobody,
nobody
was
in
there.
There.
They got it to a point, and when they finally got the air conditioning unit out, it was like a. Like, you know, when you're tugging on something and something
yeah.
lets go and
right.
you kind of fall
oh,
back.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what happened.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I can't dispute the paranormal at this point.
I don't think anybody can. Not in that case. Nobody filmed it, right? I wish
No,
was.
I wish somebody did. That would have been crazy. How crazy would it be if, like, somebody was filming it and they
yeah.
were like, look. There's literally nothing there.
Yeah,
you're an idiot.
It's like, it's a fucking wire.
A wire, yeah. Something like that.
Like, what are they people talking about? I think that probably happened to Jesus, you know, when they were like turning water, you know, water into wine. Or
yeah.
He's like, oh,
everyone's like,
it.
It's been wine this whole time. Jesus.
It's clear. It's a lot clearer than the other. It's like,
sparkling.
White wine. It looks, oh, what a, they're like, never mind.
Jesus.
Yeah, exactly. I think the apostles were always a little, you know, like, I think even Jesus was like, you know, guys, do not spread the rumors. Okay. Those are really wild rumors. Don't say all this stuff. I didn't cure the blind. I didn't do this. It's like, I'm telling you, Jesus, you did a great job. It's
yeah.
like, no, I just gave the guy help. I picked him up. I didn't give him my new eyeballs. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus
the apostles
Christ.
Were just like Jesus's friends
yeah.
at the party who like wanted to talk him up with
yeah.
the ladies.
Yeah.
And they were like, dude, my friend Jesus,
mm-hmm.
he's pretty tight.
Yeah. And they're like,
can make 12 fishes and 12 breads into a whole feast.
Yeah. I don't know about that. every time I hear about that, like the fishes and the, and I'm like, oh, that's such a weird combination.
Right.
Like, what's a, any pasta?
When I was younger, I was just like, okay, listen, everyone just got a really tiny morsel.
Yeah.
You could live off that, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. They were eating that much. I mean, it was like they were probably sleeping more times than everything else. You know, they're like, oh, the sun's down. I can't wake up. I got to fall asleep. Well, I always wish I could kind of go back in time and kind of explore, like, look at how everybody lived and be like, wow, that's really fucked up. Like,
yeah.
It's like, what are you guys going to take? Like, I would be like, when are you guys going to take a shower? Yeah. Like, they'd be like, what are you talking about? It's like,
what's a shower?
Yeah. They're like, we just go to the lake. I'm like, what? I just drank water. You just gave me water from the lake.
Yeah.
I'm not going to drink
Pretty
it.
Gross.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a lake?
I have.
It's pretty gross.
Yeah. Right? I was in Texas in like Austin, and they had this lake called Lake Travis, and it was nice. Like, the temperature was fine, but it was definitely like, if Loch Ness Monster could have been right next to me, I probably would have never known.
Who knows?
Like, I don't know what was near me. Like, I could have literally been in the, like, had like the mouth of like a whale could have been that. Yeah. Like, I would have been like, oh, I'm like, oh, this is cool, this is fine.
Yeah. I'm gonna say lakes are way creepier than the ocean, because everything in there is in there,
right?
So it's not like
it's not coming, like, it's not coming from, you know, like, anything. Whatever's in that thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
unless there's like an underground body of water,
like a cave.
Yeah. Kind of thing, right. You know? Where like people can breathe and live and stuff. Mm. Wild.
Well, you know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I always go like, why are they exploring Mars? I'm like, we don't know what's down in those things.
Right.
You
exactly.
Know? I want to know.
That trips me out that like only 10% of the ocean is explored, and like literally millions of miles of space.
I know. Exactly. One thing though, when I was a kid, I was like, oh, you know what I would love to do? I just get a spray can, you know, like a graffiti kind of do graffiti, and just go one of those caves and like graffiti something there.
Right.
And then they would be like, what's this? Like, what is this like old findings?
Yeah.
I'm like,
and just like millions of years from now, people are going to be like, what does this all mean?
Right.
And it's just like a picture of a dick.
Yeah.
By then, dicks wouldn't be a thing.
No.
So they're like, what is this?
Yeah, we're all like one sex. We're like, what is this? There's like nothing there. And it's like, what is this spaceship? It looks like a spaceship or something, like a plane, you know? Yeah.
Caves are one of my biggest fears.
Yeah.
Because of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn.
Oh, okay.
It creeps me out.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you could just get lost in those things forever.
Yeah. What's that? There's a one where the diving, I saw this video, it's creepy, and they even had the sign in there. These divers have gone to this cave. I forgot where it was, but the sign is like saying, like, it says, divers have, you know, please do not go, it's dangerous. Divers have, you know, never come out.
Oh my God.
It's like one of those things where it's like, you go in there and like, it's, yeah, you just basically, you get lost, you're in this thing, and it's like, you lose air. So when the time you get back out, you're like, there's no way I could get out.
Yeah, no way, no way in hell.
And have you ever seen the movie The Descent?
No.
No, you should try, if caves are not your thing, this will fuck you up even more, because it's like, it's like a species of human or some type of thing that's in this cave that's like, and they're like, it's like the worst thing you could imagine would be in the cave is that thing.
Oh my God.
like if it was a bear, I would be like, oh thank God. You know? I was like,
Gosh.
I'm like, oh, thank God.
Thank goodness for a bear.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I can deal with that. But this fucking humanoid thing coming at me, I'm like, oh shit, what is this? It's like a bat. Oof. You know? It's crazy. Yeah, you should definitely see that movie.
I will. I'll check it out.
Yeah, man.
I'll take your word.
What kind of movies do you dig?
Kind of movies do I dig? Huh?
I always kind of ask the guests, kind of, and it's always a little, it's all over the place. It's never really like, you know, never drama. That's the one thing, like some people like drama, but I think drama is like, everybody kind of sees it, but they don't count it as like,
as a favorite.
Right. As a genre that they're like, oh yeah, I only see dramas. It's like, to them, it's like, you know, if a drama's on TV, they're like, I'll watch it, but if something else is on TV, I'd be like, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like Schindler's List, I'm like, I don't know, why even play that anymore?
Yeah, right? like those movies that are like super heavy emotional,
yeah.
You're just like, I mean, I can.
I'm in a good mood right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, sorry.
It's interesting being a lifelong Angelino and not really having any type of opinion on movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow.
See, it's, I'm an Angelino. I'm an also
lifelong
Angelino. Here we go. Yes. LA in the house. Sorry, Hori. But wow, that's a...
I have absolutely no opinion. I'll watch anything. And I'm easily entertained and impressed by movies.
Wow.
So some of the shittiest movies ever. Like, people just shit on movies. Like, Cloud Atlas.
Wow.
Everyone fucking hates that movie, but I'm like, God damn, this movie's the best.
Really? I haven't recorded and I've yet to see it because everyone turned me off on it.
Everyone.
And I'm like, I still want to see it, though.
I thought it was incredible.
All right.
I loved it. Right. I don't trust any reviews or anything like that because I don't know how I feel. I just really enjoy stories.
Right.
Endings usually impress me no matter what they are, except I recently watched a movie where I hated the ending. I've never hated an ending of a movie that I loved so much.
Wow.
That much.
Well, what was the movie?
Was it
Zootopia?
The Beast and the Boy.
The Beast and the Boy.
It's a anime cartoon.
Okay. It's like The Beast. I'm like,
yeah.
Is that a form?
Sounds a little furry,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm like, The Beast and the Boy. I'm like, like Huckleberry Finn, maybe in that.
Yeah. No.
So was that
Huckleberry Finn?
I don't know. I'm like The Beast and the Boy. I thought it was like the Beast of the Nation or something like that.
No.
But it's what's it about? Like,
it's about a swordsman's apprenticeship. So it's this boy goes under the wing of this beast. It's very fantasy driven, like, you know, mystical, all that stuff. There's magic, there's all types of things.
Right.
And it's an adventure, and you see this kid grow up, and then the ending, I don't want to give anything away. The ending sucks.
I think you just gave everything away, I think.
And this is coming from someone who is very impressed by very little.
Wow. Well, you know, it happens. Sometimes I will watch a movie, like The Revenant, I saw. And I remember seeing the trailer and being like really excited because I love that frontier stuff. Like, like, I love that stuff, like the Old West and all stuff, you know. And I remember seeing the movie and I was like, I was okay with it, but I wasn't like, wow, that was the greatest fucking movie of all time. But I was just like, I really liked the good job that they really portrayed about like what it would have really felt like to live in that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen, you know, I've seen other movies that are a little bit more like, you know, like a little bit of a better story. It was like a very revenge story, but I'm like, I really want, it was like, it was like a real long payoff for like the revenge. Yeah. It was just like, all right, well, I kind of know what the ending might be already, but it's like, I want some action, man. Come on. Fuck this drama.
People get really upset when they can predict the ending. But for me, I'm like, yes, it ended exactly how I wanted.
Really? You don't get upset?
Not at all.
Really? I don't know. I will sometimes see, like, that's why I do the show, because sometimes I'll see the trailer and I'll be like, I could see the ending like a mile away. Like, I could see a mile. But there's just some movies where... I remember like when I was a kid or just younger, when I was like a teenager, I remember Pulp Fiction came out.
Ooh.
And I remember seeing that. I remember walking in the theater with a friend of mine, had nothing to heard about it. I just heard some things about it.
Uh-huh.
But all I know was like John Travolta and Bruce Willis was, I didn't even know who Samuel Jackson really was. Ooh. At the time. But I remember being like, what the fuck happened to Bruce Willis and John Travolta? I'm like, John Travolta's in this movie. Fuck. Oh, all right. Well, all right. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
And when I saw it, I was like, what the I'm like, it didn't. And I told my friends, I was like, it's weird. It doesn't really have a beginning, beginning, middle, or end. Like, it's just stories, but they all kind of connect. But it's hard. It's like I just said, just see the movie and you won't regret it.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like when I see the movie over and over again. I'll be like, I can watch that movie and doesn't matter what part of the movie you're watching, you're just stuck there. You're just watching. You know, it doesn't matter.
So yeah. But you can enter at any time.
Exactly.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Damn, that was good. she was like 2-3 seconds ahead of me. I was like, damn, she got it.
Yeah, I just knew it was coming.
Oh, that's too easy. that's way too early. That's what she, boy. But, yeah. Oh, man. But you know what? That's a good segue to our little news in the world segment.
News of the world. Oh, do you have a little?
You know what? Actually, I prefer yours. I don't know.
News of the world.
But because we're going to do three trailers later on. One is going to knock your socks off. I'll tell you that one.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
Let's just say it's there's two, three trailers. Two of them are horror, and I kind of wish the other one was a horror movie. Anyway, because okay. Right there. But let's play a little news of the world right here, because of course that's what she said right here. And here, let me give you the title. Let me give you the okay. Okay. All right, here we go. It says Saudi millionaire who said he accidentally tripped and penetrated teenage girl cleared of rape.
Oh, no.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, dear.
It says a millionaire property developer. What is that?
This is...
Okay, a Saudi millionaire, a guy from Saudi Arabia, okay, right? This has been cleared of raping a teenager after claiming he accidentally tripped and fell on her, okay?
Yeah.
It says Ahsan Abdulaziz, 46, was accused of forcing himself on an 18-year-old girl who had slept on his sofa in his Maida valet flat after a night out drinking, okay?
Uh-oh.
So, okay, right here it says, this businessman had already had sex with the teenager's 24-year-old friend, whom he already knew, in the bedroom, and said his penis might have been poking out of his underwear when he fell on the teen. So,
oh, no.
So he finished having sex, and then the girl's on the sofa, this teenager girl, and he's like, I think he's like, yeah, he's like, the ultimate whoops. He's like, I'm sorry, I just fell. I don't know. Like, I was hole in one, like, I went for one, like, you know, like, it's just in there, you know, it was a perfect fit, you know. It says the young woman said that she had woken up in the early hours in the morning with Mr. Abdulaziz on top of her, forcing himself inside her.
Oh, no.
Okay. He claimed he had gone to see if the woman wanted a t-shirt to sleep in. Okay. So after having said, he's like, I'm going to check if she needs a t-shirt to sleep in. Maybe she's a little cold out there. Or a taxi home. He's like, hey, I'll get you a taxi if you want to. And he goes, but she said she pulled him on top of her and placed his hand between her legs.
Oh, no.
It says his semen and DNA was found inside the woman, but he said it was possible he had semen on his hands after having sex with a 24-year-old earlier. So, you're being grossed out. this is like, you know, when someone's like telling you, like, you know, like you're the police and someone's telling, it's like, oh, you know what? Tell this to the judge.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
Like, it's one of those things where you're like, no, wait,
what happened?
Yeah.
What are you telling me?
Yeah. It's like,
it's not what happened. I'm pretty sure I know what happened. What are you telling me?
I wish that was like in Cops, like an episode on Cops or something where it's like, okay, guys, hold on. Okay. This is what happened. It's like, and it's like, I don't know about this.
The drugs accidentally fell into my car from a meteor that was falling from the sky. I don't know how it happened.
A leprechaun. Okay. I'm being honest with you. A leprechaun jumped in my car. Okay. Okay. He tracked off. Okay. And then he left all this like marijuana on here,
yep,
you know,
yep.
And I'm sorry. I don't know.
There's no way we you can know? Control those damn.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry. We're pulling the air conditioning out and this manicured hands came in and they just, you know, I'm sorry. It's just like,
one thing led to another.
Right. And then there was a murder and then there was somebody dead on the, you know, and he goes, it says, He said, quote unquote, I'm fragile. I fell down, but nothing ever happened between me and the girl. Nothing ever happened.
Oh, gosh.
So Saudi Arabia may jail woman who posted video of husband cheating with housemaid. I don't know what the fuck that came
from. Is that an advertisement for a different?
That's what it says. It says Saudi Arabia.
Does it look different?
Yeah, no, it just says like right here. See?
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's like really. It's like a woman. Yeah.
That's Superman. Oh, yeah. Maybe these are other.
Yeah, I guess
articles.
There's another. Yeah, I don't know.
Because the next one says something about London.
Well, this is
make
where
any
they.
Sense.
This is the women met the millionaire in London's West End pub. Uh-oh. Or West End club. Cirque de l'Essor. I don't know. I don't know French. A nightclub when he invited him to his private table. I'm like, wow, this guy has his own private table. And, you know,
damn. Okay. In the London East West.
London's West. I know. It's such a pretentious name. I'm like, just fucking call it the West End. And then he
giving
goes
tables to big deebs.
I know. And he goes, the jury acquitted him in just 30 minutes of deliberations. 30 minutes. Wow.
Oh, what, God.
How many were they all guys?
They were all guys. And they were all friends of the guy. Yeah. And they were all getting paid famously by
right,
the guy.
Right.
And the girl was just like, fuck me.
This is crazy. Isn't it? Like, I would move. If I was a girl, I would be like, you know what? It's been fun. It's been in Saudi Arabia, but you know, I gotta get the hell out of here.
Oh my God. I've heard stories from plastic surgery offices where they're like, yeah, we had to revive a hymen so that
what?
She wouldn't get killed when she got back to Saudi Arabia.
What does that mean? Revive a hymen?
They have that as an operation.
Oh my God.
To just like reconstruct the hymen.
Is it like where people, they want to go back to
because when you get married, you have to bleed or you'll get murdered.
You gotta bleed one way or the other. Okay.
I know, but like that begs the question, like, what if she lost her hymen at like riding a horse or
something,
like running, playing soccer or something like that?
Like maybe something, she was a kid, maybe she fell down, like she was on top of a tree and something, you know what I mean? Like something happened and it's like
fell into a hole.
Right? She went to a cave and something happened. I don't know. You know, something, you never know. You never know what could happen. But they're like hardcore over there. They're like, they want their women pure.
Not really a place that I'd like to live.
No.
At all.
Yeah, because I don't think, it's funny, because I don't think women could drive even in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
I love driving.
You really?
Yeah.
I don't drive. Because Saudi Arabia, not because they didn't tell me I can't drive. it'd be funny. Imagine if I went over to Saudi Arabia, they would be laughing at me and be like, Little boy, you don't drive.
You don't drive.
It's like, I'm sorry. Can she drive me? Can she drive me?
And they're like no.
I know. It's like,
no.
Well, do you have a lift or here? Does that work here? But this is a crazy story.
Oh,
so
gosh,
this was like
terrible.
This was like known. This was like crazy because it already started out. But the fact that he got cleared is what
in
makes
30
it,
minutes
in
30 too.
Minutes.
Like they didn't even think about it.
Wow.
Is it something to be said that there was actually a case on it though? Like that they didn't just dismiss the girl immediately?
I don't know.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
How?
See, that's what I mean. It isn't really. This is from like a British website.
Oh, okay.
British, like basically they're independent. But that's the thing. Like, I don't know. I think they're like, I didn't even think they explained it. They just said like, you know what? This is Saudi Arabia.
This is the thing.
This is how it works over here.
Oh my gosh.
You know? So,
I mean, I don't know anything about Saudi Arabia, like in terms of how they handle their legal matters.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm curious. Stories like that always like amazes me because it's always like
maybe it's because it was very high profile because the guy was like a millionaire.
Right.
Like if this was any other.
Yeah.
And he admits that he did it. Like,
right.
He's like, yeah, I had sex with that teen girl.
No, he had sex with the 24-year-old. But he admitted that he
could have had sex with the teen girl.
Right.
But it was an accident.
The accident. Like, that's what I mean. That's where the thing is like, an accident? What the fuck is an accident?
Yeah, like
falling on a banana peel is an accident, you know? Like,
yeah.
That's like, you know, like if you're watching a cartoon, when you see it, like in those Looney Tunes, like, you don't really see them like Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, like you know, having the private
having
parts.
like, scissoring.
Yeah, yeah. Like Bugs Bunny's like, my dick's in the, I'm so sorry, my dick.
But even if you get into a car accident and it's an accident, you still pay the person you hit money.
Right.
So did this girl get hella money?
You know what?
Probably not,
Probably not. I'm going to say no.
That sucks.
I think she just said, you know what? Thanks a lot, guy. You know, my... first time I wanted to be special. Now
I know. I like that she was a teen, but she's already 18.
18, yeah. I guess it's
that's
serious.
Still teen. You have teen at the end of your age.
But so. I would have. But that's the thing. I would have, like, I don't know.
It made it seem more severe when it was like, ooh, it's a millionaire and a teen.
Yeah, you think.
And then
like
when
15.
I heard 18, is that messed up? I think that's a little messed up of me to just be like, oh, 18.
Yeah, you're like, you know what? Fuck her. Screw her. No.
Still tragic. Still tragic. It's a little less tragic than if she was 14.
Right. Because that's the thing. I think that would have been like. Yeah, because like I mean, he has a 20, but I'm like thinking to myself, like you have a 24-year-old, like what's going on?
Yeah, she's probably way hotter. Like I'm definitely way hotter than I was when I was 18.
There we go.
Right, like 20-year-olds. I remember being a teenager and being like, why are these 20-year-olds so good looking? It's because you grow into your skin in your 20s.
Yeah, like. you kind of do because like when I was 18, I look at a photo and I go like, oh.
Everyone's awkward. Except for like those three people who are just like Adonises.
Right.
But then they're like, they got all crusty later.
Right. Well, I guess that's how it worked. But yeah, like, I mean, people peak at a certain time. You know what I mean? Like when, you know, it's like people have like mustaches when they're real young or like, you know, some girls like sometimes are a little bit more endowed more than some other men. But then when you get to that thing where people catch up, then it's like, all right, you know.
Everyone's the same. It's like. When girls are like way taller than all the boys.
Yeah.
And like middle school. Mm-hmm. And then
all of a sudden
everyone just catches up.
Right. Exactly. And that's what for me, I was always tall. But then later when I started growing older and older, I'm like started noticing that people were taller than me and it would freak me out. Like I still get freaked out when I see someone taller than me and I go like,
tall person.
Yeah. And I go like, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of here.
I took a class in college with a volleyball player and he had to duck every time he went into a room.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, what's that like? And he was like, it's really annoying.
Yeah. I'm 6'2", but I bumped my head many times in certain times where like I was 17 years old and I went to, visit Argentina, where my family's from.
Ooh.
And their street signs, like the actual, like it'll say like La Brea or like where the street signs, like just down here, are lower than normal.
Really?
Like, sometimes because like the street signs here in LA, they're like pretty high in a way.
Yeah, you'll never hit your head on them.
Those ones, I was hitting my head every time because I wasn't used to seeing a street sign like that low and I kept hitting my head and I'm like, what the fuck?
Are Argentinians usually shorter folk?
I don't think they are.
The two Argentinian people I know are like very tall.
Yeah, I don't know. So. There's a lot of NBA, Argentine players in the NBA, I guess. But for some reason, the street signs are like, I don't know.
They decided to have the street signs at eye level.
Yeah.
So like, you don't have to be like,
you don't
straining
have to look
your
up,
neck. Oh, what an ergonomic country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, it's the same. Yeah. That maybe that is true.
Yeah.
See, they were very ahead of their time, you know? I don't know.
We could learn a thing or two, America.
Exactly. You know? Yeah, exactly. When we have the street signs all the way up, it's like, yeah, you're looking up and you're not looking the
your
street.
Neck
yeah.
every day. Mm-hmm. Those lights, you never know.
Exactly.
Until you look up.
Yeah. I wonder if there was like a street, like, I wonder if you're, that's a, I was thinking of a prank, but it would be kind of dangerous where it's like, it's, you know, like do you have the green, yellow and red? I'm like, imagine if you like fuck with the colors, like orange, purple and,
right?
and something.
It would have to be something that wasn't green, orange or red.
Yeah.
It would have to be like, or yellow or red.
Yeah.
It would have to be some wild color.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. It's like, to me, it would be so interesting. People would be like, what color is that? Like, you know, what the fuck? Purple.
I guess you can't do blue because there's some blue lights sometimes, right?
Sometimes, I guess.
Like train lights are blue.
Yeah.
You could do like, oh no. I was about to say neon green. That doesn't mean that is a green light.
I mean, really like, whoa, that people would be like, whoa, that fucking thing is really green. Look at that thing. Fuck that. You know, like,
man, what else is on the spectrum of color besides blue, green, red, and yellow?
I think you're saying neon green. I was going to say black. I'm like, what the fuck am I talking about? black light, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
Everyone's like stains will be.
I know.
Exposed.
Exactly. You're like, oh.
And you want to drive away, mass crashes.
Oh. Oh, my God. Imagine that was like the black light. Like, imagine if like that happened to like the whole world.
The whole world. Like,
yeah, black light.
At night.
There's like a total eclipse or something, right. And it's like everyone's seeing the thing, and everyone, you're just like, oh my God, you look like shit. Like, we got shit all over you.
Or
face.
It's like that, like a superhero who goes into like the electric circuit, and they like change all the lights to black lights,
right.
Just to embarrass everyone, and that's their power, and their goal is just to have a world full of embarrassed people.
It's like, I look happy in there. It's like, oh boy. It's like, yeah. It's like, I don't know. I don't have, why? I remember going to clubs. Like, I remember, like, when I was like going to, when I used to go to clubs, that was like a big deal going, they would have these clubs where it was kind of like black, like that. Like, if you had a white shirt, like that thing glowed in the fucking dark. And
oh
these
my
things.
God.
But the problem was, but if you had a sweater with like a lot of dust on it, maybe you didn't realize it was like, it was like so out there. So of course you're trying to dance with a girl and the girl's looking at your fucking sweater going like, what,
gross.
I'm like, let's get the fuck
get away.
I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here. This is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. I didn't know what a black light was until I watched that MTV show where they like went into people's rooms.
Oh yeah.
And they were like, ooh, now we're gonna blacklight this pillow. And it was just like cum stains everywhere. Like, that was every single episode of the show. Like, what has cum stains on it?
I was like, I would have been like, I'm not, if they told me you're going to be in that show, I would throw everything.
I would clean everything. I'd throw out every sheet.
Oh, no.
I'd be like, and then replace everything with IKEA stuff.
Yeah. It would be like,
I don't think those Swedes mess with their stuff. Like, I don't trust a Target sheet. You don't know what kind of Target employee cummed on that.
No, and they come on. Target employees come a lot. Trust me. They come a lot.
I'm sure.
I don't know. I've heard rumors. I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, like in the Kellogg's, there was a video of like the Kellogg's.
I just saw that.
The guy like peeing on the
fridge. Yeah, that's like, messed up, man. I freaking love cereal.
Yeah, and it's like almost killing an industry basically by that video. I'm like, oh my, Kellogg's must have been like the owner or whoever the boss is.
I wonder what the effect on it was, because doesn't Kellogg's own like hella stuff too?
There are a lot of stuff.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Bummer.
I don't know. It's creepy. Yeah. Creepy. But you know what? Speaking of creepy, let's get down the pike with the trailer is right there.
Down the pike.
Trailer.
Oh boy. Well, this one. Okay, I saw this trailer. This is for a movie that's coming out April 1st.
Okay.
Starring Melissa Joan Hart.
Ooh.
And Jesse Metcalf.
Okay. I don't know that second person.
Okay. Yeah, I know. You know what? Neither did I until someone pointed it out. So I don't feel that bad, because trust me, I remember seeing that name.
I feel like I'll watch this trailer and be like, oh, that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Yeah, right there. But this is a movie called God's Not Dead 2.
Oh,
which
God.
I thought sounds like a little bit of a horror movie or some type of psychological thriller maybe or something. And no, it's very...
Is it a rom-com?
No, not even that. Not even that. I wish it was. Actually, I don't even like rom-coms in a way, like those cheesy ones. But but this one, I'm like, I wish this was a rom-com. Like, if I was watching this movie in the theater, if I didn't know what it was, I would have been like...
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, what's going on in my mind right now is just this girl being like, I've been praying to God for my whole life for the one. And I think he's dead.
No.
Because I haven't found the one.
That actually sounds better. I would watch that movie. Let me play this movie. This is with Melissa Joan Hart, Jesse Metcalf. It's a drama. It's like, oh boy.
And there's been a one.
Which it says the sequel to the box office hit. I'm like, I don't even remember. where the box office was? Was that like in some town? Like, I would like to see that box office and check the receipts, because
Weehawken.
Yeah, I don't know where this one. Maybe in Kentucky or something. I don't know where the hell this happened. But let's play this. God's Not Dead 2.
Okay? I'm excited.
I'm almost curious to just play God's Not Dead the original, but right here. It's a green band, so no cursing. Okay.
In this day and age, people seem to forget that the most basic human right of all is the right to believe.
Oh, boy. Oh,
that guy.
That's Pat Boone, by the way.
No prayers, no moments of silence, nothing.
Think of the other children out there who are subjected to their repressive belief system.
If we sit by and do nothing, the pressure that we're feeling today will mean persecution tomorrow. We're at war.
Oh. What makes nonviolence radical is its unwavering commitment to a nonviolent approach.
Isn't that sort of like what Jesus meant when he said that we should love our enemies?
Yes. You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
One of your students sent a text to their parents. Did this happen?
If you're asking whether
what a snitch.
Yes.
And your answer incorporated the words.
Oh, my God.
What were you thinking,
Grace? That's Robin Givens.
The Thalys are asking that you be fired, plus revocation of your teaching certificate.
I know that guy.
Yes.
We let the ACLU do it.
We're going to prove once and for all that God is dead.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
Mr. Payne will insist faith isn't on trial here. But that is exactly what is on trial.
You're looking to prove that Jesus Christ existed? Oh, that's ridiculous. I hate what people like your clients stand for and what they're doing to our society.
You're under arrest.
These people, they're looking to destroy you. Everyone's telling me to stay out of it. What is your heart telling you to do?
There's been a lot of movies.
Stand with the world and be judged by God. I am not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus.
Was that? He's surely alive.
Oh my God, he's surely. Ooh, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Hillsong's praise song.
Yeah.
If we're going to insist that a Christian's right to believe is subordinate to all other rights, then it's not a right.
You are of order. I charge you
with
contempt.
That's Winston from Ghostbusters. He was a judge.
Oh my God. There's two of these.
Wow.
In theaters, April 1st. Like it's an April Fool's joke.
I think that's what I thought it was.
I know it's not. I grew up very, very Christian. Christian movies are just all the same. Why can't they make like a good one, you know?
Yeah.
They all just kind of have that a cheesiness to them.
Uh-huh.
That you can see so clearly in this trailer, like every single one, like Left Behind, Firewall or something like that. Fireproof.
Right. Yeah. Fireproof. That was Kirk Cameron. I did a movie, when I did this show, I did one of his thing called Saving Christmas. And it was like the least Christmas movie ever.
Oh my God.
Because it was like, he's like putting the Christ back in Christmas.
Ugh.
But it just seems such a ridiculous, like, I'm not saying like whatever the context, but when you see the movie, it's basically Kirk Cameron debating this whole thing.
Yeah.
And there's nothing Christmas whatsoever. Like, there's no cute story. It didn't seem like a cute story or anything. Like, there's no Santa. I didn't even see Santa in a freaking movie.
Y'all are ruining Christmas when you're trying to push the Jesus back in it.
I don't know. I saw, like, I get it, but I was just like, I kind of, got douche chills when I saw the thing.
Yeah, right?
I just like the guy, like the lawyer who's like, they're like, oh, it's the ACLU. They're like, oh.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I like how it goes, like, one of the students texted his kid. I'm like, was he like on alert? Like, hey, Mom, they're talking about Jesus in class. Get me out of here.
Yeah. And I like how that kid was like the kid who was texting in the trailer was just like this boy, this teen boy who I'm like, this little boy would not care.
No, he would be looking at, he's probably like sending dick pics to somebody right now. You know what I mean?
Whenever I watch like, Christians need rights. Christians need their rights. It's like equivalent to me to like white splaining or like mansplaining and like we need our rights. Us as the majority need our rights.
And it's like, no, we're not saying you could. I wish there was somebody.
It's just like chill.
Yeah,
I feel like they're just being like, chill on it, whatever. Like, not everyone believes that. So you don't have to push it on people. And they're like, I need the right to push it on people.
It's like, we're not saying like you could pray. Like, you could pray before you eat. Like, I'm not saying like that, but it's like, I'm like, well, I don't.
If you're putting it into the curriculum, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't know.
Like, I went to a Catholic school, like high school, and they still taught us like other religions.
Yeah,
like
Judaism. Exactly.
It wasn't like they were like,
you're capable of kind of separating it from the curriculum. Right. You know, like she put it right into like, listen, this is what you have to do.
Right.
And where she could have been like, it's my belief that you should.
Right.
But she was straight up like, pray for them.
Right.
Pray for them.
And it's, I'm like, I didn't know Melissa Joan Hart was that really religious.
Yeah. I don't know if she is. I feel like she was a witch at one point. Come on. Yeah, that's exactly. Sabrina the freaking teenage witch.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be a witch in one life and be a.
She was Harry Potter before Harry Potter.
Yeah, basically, straight up. Right? You know what straight
I mean? Come
up.
Come on, Melissa. What's going
on
there?
She had a cat named Salem. Like,
Everything was very witchy in that show.
Yeah, and it was really, really, really pushed the witch motif.
The only thing that I think it was almost like if what's her name, Elizabeth Montgomery, who was in Bewitched, was still alive. She would have been in that show. You know.
Yeah. You know? Did you see that reboot? The Bewitched with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, that.
See, everyone said they hated that one too, and I was like, oh, I loved it.
It was okay. I remember like it was a show growing up when I was a kid, and it was like the same premise. It was always the same idea. It was always like her husband, which I don't understand, was very like, I want to earn things my old way. I don't want to have all these.
Why
things.
Not?
Yeah, and I'm like,
damn.
I'm like, dude, like, you got a hot wife.
Witch. And who's a witch.
And
wife.
She could do whatever she wants. And it's like, I mean, granted, your mother-in-law's a pain, maybe. I get that. But I would be like, you know what? I'm not going to piss these people off.
Yeah. Like,
they're a fucking witch.
They're straight up magical. Like, yo.
Exactly. And it's like, I don't know. I always felt like, it was almost like, he was trying to be Ricky Ricardo. Like, that was the thing. Like, I don't want him doing this thing. And I'm like, you know, dude, maybe once in a while, maybe he could do that. I like how the baby was like a witch too. Tabitha. Mm-hmm. That was like the witch. And yet he was always like, we can't make her be. I'm like, you gotta.
Don't Dudley this up.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I don't know. It was a weird show. I mean, it was the 60s, I guess, but. I don't know.
The 60s.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. My favorite was playing the thing and Jorge just giving me this look like, what the fuck? What is this about?
What are you subjecting us to right now?
I just thought the weirdest name, God's Not Dead, too. And I'm like,
I really wanted that to be a horror movie.
Yeah.
Or like a rom-com.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it could be a rom-com. Or maybe not, just a romantic movie with her and that lawyer who was really, really zealous.
Yeah.
And good looking.
Good looking. And she's like,
very
really?
Good looking.
Like, you're going to wait for marriage to get that guy? I'm like, yeah, I doubt it. Come on. What's the matter with
He's
you?
He's wearing a purity ring? I don't think so.
No. I know. And I like the lawyer is like, really like. He's all angry. He's like, I'm going to get you guys to never believe in God.
Would that be the prosecutor? Prosecutor. He's like a red old man.
Yeah.
Red, angry old man.
Like, realistically, the guy would be like, it's just the law. We can't have you just do that.
There are people in this classroom who are trying to learn.
He's probably like, it's in the law. Like, that's what he probably kept saying. Like, it's in the, I'm sorry, judge. Like, he would probably be like the most calm guy.
Yeah. He's not, nobody's on like a crusade against Christianity.
No. Please. Jonah.
Get over it.
All right.
What's next?
All right. Well, let's see. We're going to play. A little horror movie.
Horror movies.
Which, do you like horror movies?
Yeah, okay. I like all movies. I am.
Except for The Beast and the Boy, the ending of that. Sucked.
Yeah, that sucked. I am also, I tell everyone this preemptively as they meet me. I let people know that I am uncultured swine. So actors' names, directors' names, everything. I don't know. I don't have an opinion.
Right. Well, you know what? You're going to have to, you're going to, when you see these trailers, you're going to have a straight opinion right here, baby.
I can't wait. Can't wait for it.
This one is called the Amityville. Do you know the story about Amityville? Have you heard about that story?
I saw the trailer for the one that really sucked. Apparently I didn't watch it.
It's about
the one by Stephen King.
No, it's not even, no.
It's close. Mind you, uncultured swine.
It's okay. The Amityville is about a room that was locked and they were trying to get the air conditioning out and again, no,
that'd
be great. That should be the enemy. No, Amityville is it's based on a true account of a family that moved in this house that was haunted.
Uh-huh.
And there was all these like crazy shit happened and they documented it. Was like almost like if you ever seen the movie The Conjuring or all those things where people are like know they're kind of like our mediums or something like that. Like that was the thing they felt when they had this house and it and they made a back in the 70s they made a movie. The movie was a little bit like it was trying to exploit the situation with like The Exorcist, like everything was really devil, but it didn't really hit its mark kind of, you know?
Yeah.
It was never really that scary. It was kind of almost cheesy in a way.
Yeah.
But ever since that it had a lot of sequels and it had all these things where this remakes for some reason. Yeah, for like this house or this thing, there was like a bad demon or bad something. And and the thing was like I guess the father or the killed every like the wife and the kids or something. And so for some reason, like this thing happened to every family.
Oh, every family that moved in.
Yeah. Let's just say the real estate agents were very lax and not giving anybody any information about being like, you know what? It's like, I mean,
this is how that law got made.
Yeah. I think they were like,
you had to disclose who's died in here or that there was a death.
Exactly.
You don't even have to tell them how many. You just have to tell them like, oh yeah, there was a death here.
There was a death here.
And if you're getting a sweet deal on a house, I feel like you're just like, okay.
it's almost like there's a death here. And it's almost like the plague, like how many deaths were a little bit, but there was a serial killer living here and had all, body corpses in the bedroom. There was an abortion clinic, a legal abortion clinic. It's like, oh my God. It's like, no.
Yeah. And they're like, but we're throwing in a dishwasher.
Right.
So you can't pass this up.
Exactly. And it has a pool. No one died. No one died in the pool, but they died around the pool. A lot of people.
They may have.
Under speculation. Wow, I don't know how it was back in the real estate days, but I guess the internet. But this is now they're doing it's The Awakening, and it's basically I think this movie was already. I don't know. I think it almost feels
it's
like
one of those movies that didn't get funding to go out into theaters. Is it going to?
I think so.
Are there plans to?
Yeah.
All right, let's rev it up.
I think there's of course like a kid in like a coma state, I think too.
Great.
Yeah.
Love kids in coma.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, that's Bella Thorne.
It looks great. Besides the fact that I have to move to a completely new school and start all over again.
Oh boy.
Ugh, God.
The worst.
We moved here because St. Alphonse has the best neurological department in New York. This house is gonna be good for James.
Boy, so they moved to the place and the kid's like in a coma.
Inspired by true events.
Yeah. Close that window. I told you to close the window.
Who left that open? Like the dude's in a coma.
I know.
Oh shit.
Sorry, I just wanted to talk to James.
I'll give him a kiss.
Why is there a kid in a...
Oh, God.
There are no documented cases of anyone with James's injuries
that somebody's
showed,
Dad. Dude, that's a house.
Something's
it has like a
right
face. You see it.
Oh.
I keep seeing things, hearing things.
Oh, my God. I'm getting, really into this. Oh, my gosh.
1974. The owner of this house murdered his whole family.
Uh-oh.
He said voices told him to do it.
So creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Red?
Yeah. From That 70s Show.
Oh my gosh, he's like, oh shit.
Where's
his house?
This is really bad.
I guess, yeah, they're taking it? Over
How
the...
Can
we
help you?
Oh. No. Yeah, do it. Dude, he's... You already... They already told you nobody recovered.
Yeah. I think...
But if you kill him, then that demon's just going to go somewhere else. Right. You know, like...
Yeah, it's that's the thing. That you can't...
Hi,
what are you going
to
do?
Come sit down. We were just about to start dinner.
Oh, that's so creepy. That is really creepy.
It says something right here, but I think it is. Yeah, so, but I think it is recently coming out.
I feel like it's going to come out. That I was compelled by that trailer for sure. I was like at the edge of my seat. That's
yeah.
Listen, I saw on there same people who did Insidious, most terrifying movie to me.
I agree.
You know why? Because they do everything right. They move the fuck out of the house. Right. She gets fucked with during the day by these crazy demons. And it's not just one. It's not just one demon.
Right.
It's like a gang of them being like,
yeah, that's the one thing too. That's like, I'm not saying like there, but like, I get frightened when it's like other demons and I'm like, holy shit, there's more. Yeah. There's also more, you know, like, that's what when I saw Insidious, I remember, like, that was another movie where I came in not expecting much. My friend just was like, hey, what's your horror movie? And being like, holy shit. Like, when I saw The Ring, when they first came out, I was like, holy fuck.
Oh my
like,
gosh, that's so crazy. The Ring didn't scare me
really?
At all.
Oh.
Because I'm like, all these people are stupid. Like, just
yeah, that's
destroy
true.
Every TV around you. Already know how this goes. Destroy every TV around you. Right. Don't ever watch the damn
thing.
I think
that was the movie is about. Like, don't watch TV. You're going to be a zombie, right?
Like, from then on in your life, read damn books. Like, that's it. It's worth your life. Right. And then when you're old as hell, turn on the TV and then die. It's fine.
But yeah. But now when I look back at The Ring, I go, well, now we're DVDs, so I don't know.
Exactly.
That's not gonna
happen
anymore.
Like, all right, say you go to a Best Buy. Mm. This bitch isn't going to come out of any of those TVs. Yeah. She's going to be like, I'm going to get killed if I do.
Right.
Like, I'm just going to wait until she's at a TV by herself.
Right.
Don't ever go dog sit for anyone who has a TV. Don't go to your goddamn grandma's house. And if you do, then destroy the TVs there.
Right.
Like, explain the situation to your family.
Exactly.
They will understand.
Right.
Just be like, and if they're like, oh, you're fucking crazy, we're going to take you to a crazy hospital, then be like, fine, just make sure to load me up with books and make sure there are no TVs there.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I want. And then you live.
There you go. It's like, imagine that was a movie. I'd be like, oh, what a weird movie.
And then that's the end of the movie. And then like, old ass lady, she like turns on a TV and she's like, I'm ready. Come for me.
Oh, and you're like, you see that little thing come out.
Yeah. But then at that point, somebody probably would have freed the girl from the well, so like,
I like, I mean, no spoiler, but I love that thing where they like,
oh yeah, total spoiler.
But
if you haven't watched The Ring by now, y'all need to check yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, wake up. All right. And I like it when they save the girl from the well.
Yeah.
And then the little boy goes, what the hell did you do that for? And it's like, I would have been like, what the fuck? Why? If you had this information, you should have let me know, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we saved this girl thinking that she was the victim, and now you're saying she's not the victim.
Yeah.
It's like, no, they're like, oh, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, I would have been like, you know what? Screw this. Let's get the hell out of here. You know what I mean?
I'm going to say that, like, Japanese horror flicks, they're pretty scary.
They're pretty intense. Yeah.
Yeah. Like that one where it's the girl taking a lot of pictures.
Is that the Audition? Is that the one? Or maybe it was some different.
I don't remember.
There was like a couple that the Japanese did. Like, and when The Ring hit, like here, when they did
they did a lot of remakes of other Japanese movies.
Right. Like there was The Grudge.
The Grudge was a thing. And then Shutter something. Uh-huh. It wasn't Shutter Island. It was Shutter.
I don't know. It would have been great if that was a fucking, like, you know.
Yeah. They did a lot of them. And then The Ring had a sequel as well.
Yeah, too. they had Ring. Now they're doing another sequel, I think, called Rings. Yeah. But
like, how many gross ladies can crawl out of TVs, really?
Probably a lot. Probably a lot of ladies right there. And I thought the cool thing about this movie is that thing where it's like the... What kills me is Red, isn't it? Like the 70s show. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah, for some reason. That's so funny.
it's like seeing Al Bundy. It's like seeing the guy playing Al Bundy.
Well, you know? I think it kind of makes it a little bit more scary because you're used to seeing this guy as like a stone cold dad. And he's like, well, I'm going to put my foot up your ass.
Right.
And he's terrified. You see it in the trailer. He's like,
yeah, he's like freaking out. And it's like, but I'm like saying to myself, like, if I hire this guy, I'm like, why is he freaking out? Like, he should be an expert.
Let's get the fuck out of here. That's another thing that I'm scared of is when like the big dude who like should be scary or should be fearless is like you know.
Right. Whoa. That was a commercial. Sorry. No, but I don't know. Yeah. It looks interesting.
It looks good. Well, the thing that gets me with horror movies is how scary the thing looks. So The Ring kind of didn't really scare me because it was just a wet little girl.
Right.
She was scary. I mean, her hair was over her face. Who cares? My hair's over my face all the time.
I can see that. Right?
This boy, he was like skin and bones all crackly and like gross and disgusting. Yeah, pretty scary.
Yeah.
Like Guillermo del Toro. Ooh, did you see that film knowledge right there?
Yeah, so cool. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Guillermo del Toro's his depictions of like things that are scary are like spot on for me. And I'm like, ooh, that's terrifying.
Well, I remember seeing Pan's Labyrinth. Which there was that scene where there's that monster with the eyes
in his hand,
and you know it's like this folktale about it or something. What you have to do, and yet he's still like he's not supposed to eat anything off the table, and yet he can't help himself, and of course the thing comes after him.
That one, I was like, you're such a stupid little girl.
I'm like, what the fuck's your problem?
But I think it's okay when in scary movies when little children are stupid. I'm like, okay, you're stupid. That's fine. Right. But when the adults are like being dumb as fuck, I'm like, come on, get it together. Like, that's why when adults are smart in scary movies, I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This is terrifying. Yeah. Like, they did it right. They moved the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly.
And they like...
you know what would be really funny if there was a scary movie? There was like a movie where it's like... Because I saw this video where it's like how real life, and they had somebody like come in with a mask or something, and like the guy punches him, and it's like,
you run the fuck away.
But I wish it would be like in every like horror movie, they just like, when they see the thing, they're like, oh, they didn't even say anything. They just run away.
Yeah. like shoot it or something.
Because like Jason is like walking, like we're in the Friday the 13th. The guy's basically walking. Everyone's running and he's walking. Yeah, that was the whole thing.
He's really in no rush to kill you.
I would have been like, you know what? Like,
yeah. And then there's a thing with scary movies too, when sequels sometimes will make the original movie less scary.
Right.
Like with Insidious 2, like that made it a lot less scary. It was like, trying to explain everything, and I was like, this really didn't need that much explanation. No. The whole premise of like, oh, when you're lucid dreaming, that's actually you traveling worlds and like dimensions and encountering demon spirits.
Right.
Like, that's scary.
Yeah, I agree. My thing with the horror movies is like the least explained it is, the more interesting and
like
creepy
the first Paranormal Activity. Yeah. That was like, what is this? I don't know. It's an experience.
Right.
And then like they just go on and on and on just trying to explain it. And it's like, give me mystery.
Right.
Isn't that the whole point?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And even like The Exorcist, like I think it's scary for a lot of people because you never see
you don't you never get see, really you don't resolve.
How, you don't, yeah, you don't. It's kind of like this weird resolve. Like, yeah. You're like, okay.
No closure there. Right. So you leave scared and yeah. You're like, oh, fuck.
But you don't see the transformation. Like, you don't know, like, she's normal, like, all of a sudden, and all of a sudden she starts getting angry. You're like, yeah. what was the, like, how did that happen?
But,
like, how did
but
this,
it's
you know?
So elegantly and yeah. subtly implied. Like, right. You know that she's possessed.
Right.
It's no question. But how the process of her getting possessed, you don't know.
No.
And that's what makes it scary. Yeah, you're like, literally happen to anybody right. because XYZ.
You're using your imagination when that's what it is. And that's what makes it even worse. Yeah. But speaking of which one, let's play the last one. This is okay. called Before Awake, starring Kate Bosworth and Thomas Jane. So it's kind of
I know them.
Yeah, it's kind of recognizable names in the air.
Nice.
So this is about...
I did recognize quite a few people in that last
one. That last one, yeah.
It's embarrassing to say because some of them were Disney Channel stars.
Of course. Amityville. Come on. I can't wait for Disney's Amityville Horror, you know?
Right.
That'd be so good. Let's play this. Before I Wake, this is, I think, also has to deal with kids dreaming. This is right here.
You ready?
I think so.
Cody, this is Mr. and Mrs. Hobson.
Hi there.
Good morning.
Oh, cute kid.
Yeah. He likes butterflies.
I love this room.
I think he'll make wonderful foster parents.
Yeah, there is. Okay, he's a foster kid.
Foster kid.
Oh, boy.
Where is he?
He's in heaven.
Basically telling him,
try and get some
you're
sleep,
a replacement
Cody.
Kid.
Yeah. Tonight.
Why did you say God's not dead?
Yeah.
Okay.
What the hell?
Nobody.
A lot of butterflies.
I'm glad they think that's weird.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what if they were like, it's the miracle?
Whoa.
Don't touch him.
Uh-oh. So it looks like this...
It's real.
Like their dead son came alive.
Welcome, Cody.
And I think...
He's jello, huh? He's super jealous.
No, he dreams like things. Like it could come true.
My dreams.
Oh my gosh.
Something's not right. I have to find out more about Cody's dreams.
Ways of foster kids.
Oh, why didn't they disclose this information?
It's always a I know. They're like real estate agents back in the day. It's like, I'm sorry. You know. He's a cute kid. He just has dreams. Crazy dreams.
Oh, God.
Dangerous.
Good kid actors are quite scary. Like, if the kid actor is good.
Right. Oh, here we go.
No, don't ever look under your bed. That's never like, oh God, it's gonna jump at me.
Oh, that's creepy. Huh? A few
questions. No.
I was expecting it.
Cody, we can't let him sleep.
Wake up!
We promised to take care of that child.
No!
Oh my God!
Is it Freddy Krueger? It should be.
Oh gosh.
Cody?
No.
They always do that. I always hate it when they do it. It's like...
It's the last thing. Like,
yeah, it's always going to grab somebody.
Leave us on a cliffhanger or whatever.
I think... I don't know.
Ooh, that one was not as scary as the last one.
You're really hooked on the Amityville, huh?
I'm really hooked on that Amityville.
All right.
Because that kid looks so creepy.
Yeah, he did.
The teen boy?
He did.
This... child actor. I don't know. I don't really have faith in child actors. But the Insidious kid was so scary.
He was good. But
you know who else is a good child actor? The baby from Neighbors.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like the best baby actor ever.
That you know, babies are really, it's hard because sometimes, you know, when you think of babies, you're like, oh, the crying and everything like that.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, amazing. You know what it is? It's twins. Because sometimes one baby might be like all fussy and everything and the else, and they're like the other one's like a little like
they're like
just calm
throwing that baby.
Yeah, so I think that maybe they get a little too much credit, the babies, you know,
maybe
right there. But I don't know. So you think you're not gonna see this movie?
I think that not gonna see which one, the Amityville Horror one,
right?
Yeah, no, I think that one scares me because of like just how the kid looks, the teen boy. the brother. Mm-hmm. And comas just freak me out.
Yeah.
Listen, comas pretty scary, right? Like, you're in this, where do people go when they're in comas? Like,
I don't know. I mean, I guess they're like alive, like it's just there, but they're in this limbo state, I guess.
Yeah, right? And so in my mind, like, I know for sure, like, I dream pretty vividly.
Right.
So if I'm in a coma, I'm probably dreaming about something, and like, who knows what that is? And who knows what that can manifest in, like, the physical realm.
Right.
You know? I think it's also scary because this, based on true events.
Right.
Like, maybe this specific thing didn't happen, mm-hmm. but it's still pretty scary that, like, people died in the house.
Well, there is is it like night terrors or whatever? What's the other thing too? When you're like, or like sleep paralysis.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's really sleep creepy. Paralysis.
Yeah.
My first experience with, not personal, but the first time somebody explained to me what sleep paralysis was, I was at church camp. I
went, wow. Thank God's not dead.
I grew up very, very Christian. So I went to this youth camp and somebody was recounting what had happened to them the night before. And they said that my arms were crossed and it felt like somebody was kneeling on me and somebody was whispering in my ear and I could hear the drop of a faucet, but I couldn't move, but I could see everything. And they made it like way so like spiritual, like so much like, look, there were demons in my room straight up last night. But then as I grew older, because that was the first time I had ever heard of it. So I was like, damn, this shit happens. That's crazy. But as I grew older, I heard of more and more people having sleep paralysis, that it's actually like a thing. And that's what it does feel like. It feels like you can't move.
Right.
And you could hear things, but like that might not be real things. And the drip is actually liquid in your head and shit, like just going places.
That's creepy. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so scary. And I'm so, so fortunate to have never experienced it. Have you ever had sleep paralysis?
No, I never had it myself. But, I think there's a documentary that just came out about it, but I kind of, like, I don't know. It's, you know, when there's like a position where you feel a little helpless or something sometimes, where it's like a little bit more there, I always kind of,
when you're panicking.
Yeah. Stuff. It's like an anxiety. And I'm just like, I don't want to see that. It's going to make me more anxious than anything else. So I don't know.
Thank you.
But, you know, I don't know. Just before I wake, I didn't see the trailer before. This was the first time I saw it. I'm like, oh, it's not that bad. I don't know about Thomas Jane's hair a little bit.
Right? He looks like a little crazy dad. So it's like, how do you not expect to have a crazy ghost son if you yourself are being a crazy dad? Live by example, buddy.
I know. All I know is that it would have been a perfect storm if it was like you got the Amityville house and you got a foster kid. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, you're asking for trouble. You know, you're already asking.
Oh
for
just like double whammy.
Yeah. Just, you know, why don't you just cut yourself, like get a knife, cut yourself and go in the waters, like in South Africa and have the sharks, you know, swim around you. Okay. Yeah. How about that? Right, Jonah?
You might as well.
Exactly.
At that point.
Oh, this was a photo taken of this is like supposedly a ghost kid.
Oh, whoa. Had a moment where I was really, really into like ghost shit. Just like that Portuguese hitchhiker girl. Have you seen that? No. She's like, they pick her up in Portugal and she's like, oh yeah, I died 3 days ago. And then like, it's like a night vision camera. I snoped it. It's not real, but the depiction was fantastic.
Uh-huh.
And she like, they pan over to her when she says, I died 3 days ago. And she like looks so crazy.
Wow. I don't know. My thing is always,
I think that's it.
I always wish it was true. Like, I wish it was like,
me too.
You know?
Yeah.
Like any monster or anything, or ghost, I always go like, fuck, I wish it was true, but it's never really there. You know,
I just listened to something, to a thing, podcast called Snap Judgment, and they had a segment where they talk about this guy who dressed up as Bigfoot. And it was like this huge phenomenon.
Yeah.
And he was about to get shot and killed, but it was his friend. So he like rips off his costume and he's like, it's me.
I still would have shot him.
Right? Like, yeah. I would have been like, you're fucking Bigfoot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Imagine that catch. Oh, I was a kid. Like, as a kid, I remember being like, oh, man, I just need to catch Bigfoot and I'd be world famous forever. Right? You know?
And then at that point, you kill your friend, right? And then you super glue the costume onto him. Just, and then you leave it for enough time for the skin to fuse. And then, bam, he's Bigfoot.
He's there. He'd be buried, you know?
Yeah. Well, and you'd be world famous.
Yeah, I would.
And a friend murderer.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, like, that was, well, Dick Cheney did the same thing, right? Former vice president shot somebody in the face. So,
oh my gosh.
Whatever. Well, Jonah, thanks for doing this show.
Thank you for having me. No, I had so much fun.
This problem. Thank you for doing it.
All the podcasts that I've, of the many, many podcasts.
You're on WTF.
Done.
You're on Corolla. You know, she's been on a lot of stuff.
Sway in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you know, you were on Ryan Seacrest's podcast. Does he have a podcast? I think he has a podcast, right?
Ryan Seacrest has. I feel like Ryan Seacrest has every type of media.
Yeah, I think he has his hand in anything, I think.
I think it's a part of his contract to have his
hand. He has the new Dick Clark. You know, he just needs another Ed McMahon. I don't know if you know who that is, but yeah. But, are you okay? Uh-oh. Oh shit! Oh
man,
no!
I lasted this whole time without coughing.
Oh my! Yeah, I know. Oh no!
Why am I dying?
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
Oh gosh!
I'm just trying to stay on this podcast as long as I can.
It's just like, all right. Well, you know what? Let's go from there. We're just gonna cut it. Thank you, Jorge, for doing this show.
Thanks, Jorge.
And thank you, Jonah. Where can we find you? Are you on it?
I'm on Twitter. @ Destructo Disc with 2 K's at the end. Mm-hmm. Instagram @ Destructo Disc with 1 K at the end.
Okay.
Follow my Dragon Ball Z Girls account @ Dragon Ball Girls.
Wow.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay. Just checking. Anytime.
I'm not. You can see some funny stuff on there.
we'll go from there. You're like, oh, I don't know. It's like, we got to do funny. But that's all right. That's all right. Jorge, again, thank you again. And everybody, please come to your senses. Thank you.
Receive this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit comedypodcastnetwork.com.